morning, church. Welcome, everyone, to our Sunday youth-led service. We're happy that everyone is here. And today's theme of the service is about letting our light shine for Christ. So I'm going to read some Bible verses that link to that topic. So Matthew 5:15 says, "People do not light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Therefore, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." John 8:12 also says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So as we sing in today's service, most of the songs are going to correlate to that message, the idea of God has given us that light, not so we take the glory, but so that we shine for him and so that the glory comes to him, that God will use us as a vessel to shine his light to the rest of the world. So I'm going to open in prayer and then I'll call Ricky up for some, we'll have a video to play, and then I'll call Ricky up for some announcements. In Jesus' name, dear God, thank you for this Sunday morning. Thank you for bringing everyone here to church. I pray that during the course of this service, Lord, that we open up our hearts for you. I pray that we become willing to let you shine through us. I pray that when we do good deeds, Lord, we direct the glory back to you and not for ourselves, because that's why you came to the world, Lord. You came to shine light into the dark areas, Lord. And I pray that if there's any dark areas in people's lives today, Lord, that you shine your light in those areas. And I pray that people will begin to see you work in their lives. And I pray that as we begin to glow and shine as Christians, that that light will reflect how strong we are in you, Lord, and not for ourselves. In Jesus' name. Okay, so if we could have the video up. The video is about Youth Alpha. It's a session we had for the youth. I think it was about 6 weeks long, 10 weeks long. So each week we'd come to church just in the lounge. We'd watch a video. There were different questions, and it really helped to grow our faith. There was a mix of new Christians or just regular churchgoers amongst us youth. And it was a really good bonding opportunity. So, yeah, the video will talk all about that.
Hello everyone, our Alpha course has just finished and we asked some of the participants how they thought about it.
So what I enjoyed most about the Alpha course is where everyone got together, worshipping God, watching videos and sessions each week together and expressing ourselves to the Word of God.
Everything like about what we learned in the other
course. And I enjoyed the conversations that we had about the questions. I learned a lot about other people's point of views and it was really interesting.
I enjoyed the discussions that we had during the videos because there were always questions that would come up and I think we had very interesting conversations. It was a very relaxed environment with everyone talking, laughing, especially during the meals.
The atmosphere in the groups was, I think, very good. I think there was lots of great debates going on. I think we worship God really well. Everybody joined in.
The atmosphere in the group was very nice and cheerful.
Atmosphere was really enjoyable and everyone was so cool. They had their own unique styles and different things to say.
My favourite part of the evening was coming together as a community, talking about God, building our relationship with God, praising him and getting in some really good debates on what we personally think is correct or not.
favorite part was when we would play games. We didn't play games every day, but on the days we did, it was really nice. The Alpha team was very helpful. They were very kind to we young people, and they would always help to clear up after we ate, and they were very hands-on, and it was nice seeing them around.
What made Alpha special for me is, this is my first time going, and I met everyone was very nice to me.
For me, Alpha was a really enjoyable place that I could speak my feelings. I made a new friend and I heard a lot of debates and I liked it a lot.
What Alpha made special for me is that it placed a very good place in my heart where I had the opportunity to allow young people to express themselves and to worship God more, build a relationship with their peers, and for the leaders as well to take charge and to step foot of any areas that we needed to work on, which was what we intended to do for the At Youth Alpha.
Made Alpha special for me was really that sense of community again. I think it brought us together in the name of the Lord, and it's just community. I think it's really, really lovely how we can all come together, eat, praise. I think it's just really nice.
Alpha was special for me in terms of the fact that I could be myself. It was kind of a getaway from the usual school routine, and I could come here and have interesting conversations and answer questions that I wouldn't really think about during my school week. And it was nice hearing what other people had to say, people that had different ideas, people from different backgrounds. And it was just very interesting hearing the different ways that people think about a certain topic. And yeah, I really enjoyed hearing from other people.
Youth Alpha was an amazing time. It really, really was. Am I on? Yeah, I'm on. So before I go into another announcement, first and foremost, we want to do the birthday box. Is there anyone here of our young people and our children that have a birthday coming up this week or been this week or early next week and it's your birthday and you want to come down and pick a gift? Yeah, of course. Bella. We could definitely send one. You can have double presents. You can have another present. See, these are the smart kids. They're smart. They're like, yeah, I know how to get around to it. I know how to do this. Anyone else? Any adult birthdays? Yeah, me, don't hide. We can see you. You're only 25, it's all right. What are you worried about? Yeah. We have a birthday up there? Yeah, another birthday. Any more birthdays, Paul? Another birthday. Anyone else? Let's sing happy birthday to everyone. Come on. So on the 4th of April, we are going to have worship. We've got a guy coming in who does Christian hip-hop. is going to be coming in called Jesse Io, and we've also got a guy called Reality coming in to share his testimony. Now, I will say, it's going to have a younger vibe to it, maybe at some parts of it, but there's still going to be really, really incredible worship and time of praise, a time of listening to powerful testimonies. And if you like a little bit of a hip-hop, you can have a little bit of a boogie as well whilst we're here. So it is open for everyone. But what I want to say is this. If there's someone that you know that could benefit from this and they want to come along and come to this event, maybe they have backslidden, maybe they've been asking questions about Christianity and they're unsure, this is the event. So Reality used to be in a gang in Southeast London, and he went to prison and he found Jesus. And the reason I got in contact with him, because he grew up locally to where I grew up, and I thought, ooh, I might be able to see if he can come in and share his testimony. There was an interview with a guy called Squib or something like that. I can't remember his name, but he's a famous guy who goes around promoting people and all that sort of stuff. And he, Simon Squib. There, yeah, Simon Squib. And him and Reality, he managed to get Reality. And Reality just burst into tears and starts crying and sharing with him the goodness of Jesus. He's not a Christian himself. And he was sobbing at what Jesus had done in his life. And it's such a radical change. I don't want you guys to miss out as well on that testimony as well. It's going to be a powerful time. So please, please come along. Bring people. Bring young people. Bring anyone you want. It's going to be a really, really, really good event. We've got some other churches already said they're going to bring their youth. And we've been reconnecting in with other people. We've been promoting it out. We're going to be on the high street on the 4th of April with Jesse Io and doing some evangelism with him, doing a little piece of what he's going to do on that day as well. So there's lots coming up. But if you can be there or think about people that could really, really benefit as well from this event, bring them along. We're going to have an amazing, amazing time together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's me done, Karina. I'm
perfect.
Back to you in the worship team.
Thank you. So, Okay, so on the theme of light and spreading Jesus' light to the world, the next song we'll be doing is My Lighthouse, and the lyrics are very profound and linked to this topic.
Thank you.
Shine, Jesus, shine. When you're ready. Joyful, happy one. Yeah. Huh? Okay. Songs we'll be doing for now. So now we'll call up Dami, who is going to give the sermon for us. I'll just say a short prayer before he comes up. Oh, okay. Ricky will say a short prayer before he comes up.
You got me, because I thought it was Christ magnified I was coming up to, you see. But before we bring Dami up, I just want us to really, really encourage him when he comes up, because we know it's tough to come up here and bring the word, you know. And I saw Dami downstairs at youth, and I knew there was something in him that, you know, loves to talk about Jesus and the word. So Dami, if you come up, we're going to pray for you before you bring the word. Amen? Amen. All this new technology, eh? I've always said to Dami, he needs to stop outshining me in the fashion department, but he doesn't listen. He never does, never. So, Father, we just thank you so much, Lord. We just pray right now. You speak through Dami in Jesus' name. Lord, we know, Father God, that coming up here can be a tough task, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Father God, you're going to speak through him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good
morning,
church.
Good morning.
Ooh. Today I'm speaking about letting your light shine and shining like stars. I need everyone to please look at the person next to you and say, you're a star too. I need us to do it again. Look at the person next to you and say, you are a star too.
You are a star too.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now the first question I like to ask is, are we letting our light shine? Are we letting our light shine? And before you even let your light shine, what is your light? I feel like as Christians, we go on and yeah, let your light shine, and we sing and we dance. This is your light. But are we letting our shine, and what is our light? Our light is everything that makes us us. Your charisma, your smile, your talents, if you like to sing, whatever makes you you is your light. My light is having fun, dancing, looking good. I like fashion. Baking cakes, that is my light. And what is letting that light shine? What does that look like for me personally? From my perspective, that looks like being the best at everything I do. Not just because it gets me self-praise and Pastor Ricky tells me I look good every Sunday. Yeah, I like that. But that's just a bit of it. It's the deeper message in it and letting your light shine. And what is that? It's when people look at me, I hope they see a cool Christian guy. I hope they see someone that looks fly, looks flashy, looks, but he lives his life for Christ. When he tastes my cakes, I want them to be like, oh my God, this cake tastes nice and it's Christian. Wow, I can be Christian and do something great as well. I want them to see me, but see God through me. So I went online. Yeah, we're Gen Zs, we do that. And I said, what does letting your light shine mean? And AI said, it's living in a way that your actions, your character, and kindness reflects goodness, godliness towards others, pointing them to God rather than yourself. Plain and simple. Now, we could all go home and enjoy the beautiful sunlight, but Pastor Ricky said to keep here for 20 more minutes, so blame him for that. Right? And I think that's just beautiful. Right? Because growing up, my mom would say, we should evangelize. So I grew up in the church. I thank God for that. But growing up, my mom would always push us to do things. So we all either sang in choir, either preached, either did something in church, right? And that was a really good thing. But one thing my mom always stretched out was that evangelism was more than just speaking to people. It was how you lived your life daily. And for me, I would just be like, another one of mom's advice, man. Like, bro. And it wasn't until last year that I really realized that mom has been cooking. Like, she's been cooking. She's been saying the right thing all this time along. So I worked at the same place with my brother. And towards, I think, the end of 2025, one of my bosses is an atheist, right? And then he goes up to my brother and he's like, you know what, I like the way you walk. And one day I'd really like to come to your church. I just want to see what it's about. And this wasn't because my brother is going about telling him, oh, you need to come to church. You need to do this. You need to do that. No, no, no. He just showed up to work, worked really well, did his overtime, was any overtime, and he was just walking. And that pushed the man to say, you know what? There's something in this guy. Is it the God that he serves? There's a light that I see in him. I want to know where that light is coming from. I don't want to know where that source is. And I feel like that is what letting your light shine looks like. Living every day for God. And it's hard. Right? That's one thing that we need to come to. That's one truth that we need to come towards. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of unbelievers refuse to come to church because they think they need to have everything proper. But that's just an illusion. When you're sick, you go to the hospital. Do you have something wrong with your teeth? You go to the dentist. You want to run, you go to the field. You have problems. You need your life to change. You come to church. You're suffering with addiction, whatever it might be, you come to church. Because the beautiful thing about the church is not that it just is a place for you to just sing and dance. No, no, no. There's a light in here. It's a light of Christ. It's in each and every one of us. That light blows out every other darkness in our life. The Bible said, let there be light, and there was light. And that light blows out every darkness. The Bible verse I picked for today was 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41. And all that Bible verse says is simply this, right? It buttresses our... there are different stars, right? but all stars shine differently. When I was speaking to Pastor Mickey about my topic, I told him I wanted to talk about being unique and understanding that you're a star too. And the reason why I said to everyone to say they're a star too is simply because sometimes as Christians, we never really speak about these things. We never really speak about what a star is and what does shining your star look like for people, right? I'm going to go deep into Joseph's story. Does everyone know the story of Joseph? How his brother sold him into slavery, how they were so jealous of him, but God took him to the promised land. And oh, wow, beautiful story. Now let's go back to the story of the brothers. Let's look at it from their perspective. They're older than him. And they've seen this guy come up saying, "Right, you know what, yeah? Like all of your stars, yeah? Bow down to my star, like, brother, like." He didn't say it like that. Like, "All your stars bow down to my star." Right? And for them, it was jealousy, like, "Bro, what are you on about? Like, my star, your..." But they missed the beautiful message and all of that. Your star. Bow down to my star. You are a star. You are a star. But your star bowed down to my star. They didn't hear that they were stars. They didn't hear that they were stars. They simply heard bow and thought that just that word diminished who they were. God has different missions for each and every one of us. And for some people, it's to be up there and shine his light so bright. And for some people, it's to be here in church and shine their light so bright. For some people, it's to be on here singing. And for some people, it's to be in the kitchen serving teas. And it looks like a different mission, but it's same. It's one. When I speak to people about coming to my church, the first thing I tell them is, after my church, we have teas, you know? And we have biscuits as well. Because that's not a normal thing for me. In a church where they did that, and for me that's really good. And for everybody that's serving tea at the back, you just think you're doing something small. Well, I'm out there telling people that right, matcha tea. Oh, and you can get coffee at the end of church as well. And there's biscuits. And you might not know that because you think, oh, I'm just serving tea, but in every place that you are, there's a light there. In every area of your life, there's a light there. The beauty about the story of Joseph was that at the end of the day, it still came down to what it was. He lived his life, went through everything he went through, and God still put him at where he was meant to be. And that's just where it is. Our star is going to shine regardless of what anyone does, right? But the beautiful thing about Joseph was how he shined his light, right? When his brothers eventually came and they had bowed down to him for several days, right? And finally, he got tired and like, you know what, I'm going to reveal myself to these people, let them know who I am. Like, he didn't do what none of us would have done. Because I personally would have gone, like, "Raw, I told you, man. I'm here now. You all bow down to me. I told you." You know, he said, "Nah." He said, in Genesis 41, he said, "Brothers, I'm your brother, Joseph, who you sold to slavery." And when he could see that they were starting to feel like, "Oh my God," he said, "No, forgive yourselves. Forgive yourselves, because God sent me ahead of you." I want us to imagine being at that point, right? I want us to imagine being the brothers now. Don't just imagine yourself as Joseph, because we all like to imagine ourselves as Joseph. That's the rosy end. Imagine yourself as a brother. And hearing that from someone you've wronged so much, and just hearing, "You know what, it's cool. I hear it. You did what you wanted to do. But like, you know, God sent me out so I can provide for you someday." And it's just the love in that. And that's what light is. Light is love. You ever been in a room where it's so dark that you stomp your pinky on the bed and you're so pissed, like, if there was light, this wouldn't have happened. And that's just what it must have felt like. Like, "Oh my God, we're so wrong. We did all these bad things, but this is love. This is light." Right, the next thing we're going to be talking about, right, this one is really for the youths. Have you ever felt jealous? Have you ever felt like, this person is so good at maths than me, or they're good at PE than me, or... And I feel like jealousy is a feeling or an emotion that is never explored, especially in church. We go about as young lads in church and we're just expected to just navigate these feelings on our own and just, like, you know, be okay with it. We come to church every day and say, don't be jealous. But let's be real. You want that PS5 to, like, there's a new NBA 2K coming out and, bro, I want that game so bad, right? And the beauty of the feeling jealousy is that it is real to feel that way. But what we do afterwards, right, is what makes us Christians. It's what separates us from the ladder, right? God said that we shouldn't, or it's in the laws, that we shouldn't be jealous. We should feel this thing because sin leads to more sin, right? Because you're feeling jealous, now you've gone and you've pressured mom to buy you the 2K, even though she can't afford it, right? And now she's pressured from work, and that makes her, say, get late to work one day, and then she gets fired, and then it just starts trickling down because you felt that feeling, right? And the beautiful thing about the feeling jealousy is that we feel it, whether we like to admit it or not. But the thing that we know is that as Christians, we know how to navigate that feeling. And how do we navigate that feeling? It's through accepting the feeling and collaborating, right? You're in school, someone knows something more than you do. You don't just go up and say, like, you know what, this guy's pissing me off, and then you start to get your friends to hate on him. What you do is, you're better than me at English, I'm good at maths. We come together and we get better at these two subjects together. And that helped me throughout all my school life. And that was where I was able to pan out through school. That even till now, when I don't really understand the subject, I teach it to myself. And I don't know if you've seen the Pep Guardiola meme where he's talking to the chairs like this, and that's me. I'm looking at the chair and I'm like, so Dami, this is what you do, this is... And that's how we navigate through that feeling. It's through communicating. I feel like jealousy springs up at home as well. If you look at the story of Joseph, him getting the favorite coat, it says nothing about his brothers getting anything. And yeah, it's okay for them to feel that way because it's like, we want something nice too. We want that flashy stuff too, right? And this is where, as parents, it's important for us to know how to walk around that feeling, knowing how to spread our arms wide and saying, you know, this is how we navigate these feelings. Because my mom has a favorite child and it's me, like. My siblings are, they'll be fine, they'll be all right, it's me. You guys know today, I'm the favorite sibling. But she knows how to navigate the feeling where they don't feel too bad about it, you know. And the last bit I want to talk about, right, is contentment. What is contentment and what does that look like? Contentment helps your light to shine brighter. Contentment is not saying I'm okay where I'm at, it's saying, God, I'm grateful for where I am whilst I'm growing to be something bigger, whilst I'm growing to be somewhere better. I feel like the reason why a lot of us tend to look at other people and be like, "Raw, they're doing something amazing," is because the Bible says as far as your eyes can see. When the Bible says as far as your eyes can see, my eyes can just see the door right now. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about our minds. It's about educating our minds and letting our minds know that there's so much out there for us to achieve. There's so much out there. The world is bigger than this. It's educating your mind, reading books, watching movies, to educate your mind that there's something out there. Because when you start to be grateful, you become deep-rooted in yourself. You start to explore yourself and find out that, wait, I'm actually good at this, right? How can I take this to a bigger level? There's currently, this will be famous around the young, but if you're an adult and you know who this is, then big ups to you. Does anyone know Actual Speed here? Does any adults know Actual Speed here? Uncle at the back knows him. This is young buck who is doing streaming right now and is making loads of money, right? He recently went to YouTube and told YouTube that $800,000 every month is too small for him. He wants more, right? And how did he start? it was just a youth that just made a lot of noise on the screen. I'll be real. He just shouted, and it seems silly, but that's how the world works. You explore where you're at. Whatever you have, you use that. That is your light. You shine that light so bright that when you're so big now, then you start to explore other things. Right? You are positioned. You explore, how can I? And the reason with us is that we're trying to always run when really, if I want to get to that place, I could just ask one of the uncles to drop me there with his car. But we think we have to chase things. We need to understand that positioning matters, and understanding the people that you're around helps you navigate things better. Explore where you're at. I'm in church right now, and there's so many great people right here. What can I do? I can build a relationship with everybody here, right? And not just because someday I'm looking to get something from them. It's because this is a family, right? Because someday I could also be at a position where I need to help someone. It's because someday we could need to do something and we need to be there for each other. We need to be strong for each other. It's because I'm at this church right now. How can I be better for everybody else? I think that's how we need to take shining our lights. Understanding that we are at a sport right now, right? But even at this sport that we are, there is a light here that we can shine. How can you shine your light? I can shine my light every day. I come to church, I smile at everyone, and I say hi to everyone. And that's me shining my light. Because for everyone who comes to the church, they feel warmth. And the first thing I tell people is that in my church, we're like a family. Everyone knows everybody. That's something that's rare to find everywhere else. And that's why it's easier for when people come in to integrate, because they feel the love. And that is how we shine our light in this church. Right? So when we go out of church, how then do we shine our light? Shining your light doesn't mean living a prim and proper life. That's not what it looks like. It doesn't mean sticking to everything. And if you can live that life, yes, but it means doing the small things that help everyone around you to be better. Saying hi to people. When you're making your coffee at work, oh, hey, how's your week? And moving on. When someone is sad, just saying, oh, sorry. You don't need to, if you can't really be there for someone, just, no, sorry, and move on. Just being there for people, showing people that you're there and they can feel your presence. Collaboration over competition. God didn't create samples. He didn't create copies. He created originals. We're all unique. Imagine if everyone in the church was exactly the same. That would be so boring. Like everyone could only sing. Who would drum? Or everyone could only make teas. Who would preach? And God brought us all together for a reason. Because our differences, when they come together, it becomes oneness. There's this proverb in Nigeria. It's about the broom. When the broom is separated, it's easy to break it off. When it's just a strand, you can just break it off. But when it's packed as a bunch, it's really hard for you to bend and break it. And that's what it is. We're all different. We'll always be different. We're unique. The fact that someone's light is shining doesn't mean that that diminishes your light. It doesn't bring your light down. If you look at the stars at night, it seems like some are shining than one. And yes, but you see everyone that is out at that moment. And that's just what it is. We're all stars. And we're all shining, regardless of what that might look like for each and every one of us. The last bit I wanted us to explore was evangelism. I spoke about this at the start. I wanted to bring it back towards the end. We've got street pastors, and the beautiful thing about our street pastors is that they go out there and they preach the word of God, right? But in our everyday life, we are all evangelists. The things we need to realize is that as Christians, we are leaders, whether you like it or not, whether you like to think of it like that or not. People look at you a certain way and they expect a certain thing from you. And this doesn't mean that you have to put up a show for them, right? This means that you just have to live in accordance as much as you can to the word of God. This is also the reason why the Bible says all things are equal, because it realizes that it's hard. God came down on earth in the form of Jesus Christ to experience this life and give us a Bible that teaches us everything we need to know. And in that Bible, he lets us know how hard it is. And he gives us a way out as well. He gives us a set of instructions. He tells us that, you know, all sins are equal, not because he just wanted it to be that way. He wanted it to be that way so it's less easier for us to judge each other. He wanted it to be that way so it's more easier for us to see light in each other. Like, he's bad. But am I better? He's bad. And yes, I've not done the same thing that he's done. But does that make me better than him? Because I have my own sins too. I have things that I deal with, and he has things that he deals with. But that's fine. And that's why we're in here, because we're in the hospital of God. We're yet to get healing. We're yet to for our problems, our things to get sorted out. We're yet to find love in Christ. And that's just what it is. So in your everyday life, as much as you can, try to evangelize. Try to let your light shine. God has given it to me. I'm going to let it shine. He's giving you that talent for a reason. You know, I was talking to my brother sometime where at the charity shop trying to get some clothes. And I was telling him, like, this is really nice, but I feel like it will be perceived in the wrong way. And he said, that's the problem. And he spoke to me about how in old times, when people needed the best at anything, they came to the church. When they needed the best builders, they came to the church. When they needed trustworthy men, they came to the church. And the reason why we seclude ourselves from certain environments, yes, which is good, because it's discerning to understand that being at a certain place could corrupt your good manners. But it's also important for us to realize that Christians are needed to head a lot of positions to show people what true light looks like. Because running from problems doesn't fix the problems. Challenging institutions and saying that, you know what, we Christians, we as believers, as people that believe in Christ, can come into this space and refine this space through our beliefs. And every day that you live your life, you need to think about it like that. You don't need to do much. Just one thing. What is that one thing? How can I let my light shine brighter today? How can I be more of a star today? Because when people look at you, it's the reality of it. You tell someone you're Christian, the next time they look at you, they're like, I want to see what's going to do next. And you got people watching you, and you got people saying things like, you know, like, I want to actually see what this person is like. And for my boss to come to my brother and say, you know, I want to see, like, who you, I want to know the God that I want to know what your church is like. He's seen something. He's seen his light shine. And he wasn't shining because he went to preach to him. He was shining because he did something as little as being good at his job. Something as little as turning up on time, saying, I'm giving you my word, I'll be there. And that's the beauty of us being Christians and of us constantly shining our light. Because we all have a light. And the Bible says that a light that's placed on a hill cannot be hidden. As far as your mind can see. As Christians, we need to be up there. We need to dream bigger. We need to push ourselves to do more. Because at the end of the day, we are being looked at. We're kind of like the benchmark, right? For a lot of things. And then for people, it gets sad when they see a Christian up in the news or something happens and they're like, oh boy, he's a Christian. And I think it's important for us in the church to remember that we all fall short of his glory. But that doesn't dim our light. That only tells us to go back and refine and come out brighter and shine more for him. Right? So as we go out this week, I want us to shine our light more. God has given us a light. Let us let it shine. Let us make sure that we remind ourselves that we are stars. And we've got lights, and those lights will continue to shine in Jesus' name. I was going to do something at the end of the service. Do we all have flashlights on our phones? So what we're going to do is we're going to start from the row here. to the middle, or we could just individually all turn on our lights, right? It's not going to be as bright because there's the sun out right now, but I just wanted us to see what it looks like and for us to remember that we all have lights. So lights are going to go off, and I just want us to just shine our lights. I want everyone to just look around and just see and just immerse yourself in this room and just in this feeling and just looking at the light. We all have lights. Let's let it shine. The beautiful thing about all of this right now is that regardless of what type of phone you got, right? All of us have the same phones, right? But regardless of what type of phone you got, that phone is personal to you, but it has a light. I want us to think of our life that sense. You have something in you. You have a gift. If it's being happy, if it's being the person that makes everybody smile, that is good. If it's being the person that makes tea for everyone on Sundays, that is good. That is letting your light shine. Thank you so much. I love everyone. Happy Sunday.
Amen. Let your light shine for Christ, church. If it's at work, let it shine. If it's down the high street, let it shine. Even in your hardest times, no matter what you do, Christ will always come out. And just as Dami was preaching, it reminds me of the toothpaste illustration. When it's squeezed, what comes out? Toothpaste. When you're squeezed, what comes out of your life? It should be Christ. It should be the light of the world. Even when you're squeezed and unsure, Christ's light will always come through. Amen. Amen. We've got two more songs from the worship team, and that will be the end of the service. As Dami mentioned, and mentioned very, very well, we've got tea! Coffee! Come on. After the service, so come and join us after the service. Amen? Amen.
So this next song kind of touches on the second part of Matthew 5:16 about when we let our light shine before men and they see our good deeds, let them praise our Father in heaven. So this next song is called Christ Be Magnified. And I want us to just reflect and focus on the idea of at the end of the day, as we shine our light, it's all meant to Christ, and Christ should be magnified through our good works. So yeah, Christ be magnified.
And
We want to see Jesus lifted high. It also links to this topic, because at the end of the day, everything we do is to lift Jesus high, not ourselves. Thank you, everyone, for coming to church this Sunday. I pray that as we all leave today, Lord, that we don't depart from your presence. I pray that as we go about our weeks and our different lives, whatever we're doing, whatever careers we have, as the students go to school, Lord, I pray that we let our light shine for you in everything we do. And I pray that we direct the glory back to you always, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, everyone. Hey.